Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey guys, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for tuning in to The Witch's Inn. It's J-Tree, aka Casimir, hosting tonight as usual. I have Reverend Adam here with me tonight, so that way
there.
If we get anybody that calls in and has questions or anything to that aspect, we can go ahead and we can run them over to Adam. So with no further ado, tonight what I wanted to do was I wanted to do the power of positive thinking. There's so many bad things that are happening right now, and there's so much that's upheaval, and there's so much that's just wrong in so many ways on so many levels. And it's difficult to stay positive. I know a lot of people who have lost employment over the past couple weeks, and it's very unfortunate, and it's very hard to deal with. I have one person who had lost her job. My daughter Morgan had lost her job, and she posted today on Facebook that she hoped that she got the job. So I sent her a message and I said, "So baby, do you need me to cast for you?" going back to positive thinking, there's many ways that you can do positive thinking. You can get up in the morning and just be grateful and thankful that you have another day. That's the best way that I start off with. I do whatever I need to do in the morning, and before I put my jewelry on, my trees of life, I say thank you to the God and Goddess for giving me another day. Without you, I'm nothing. Surround me in white light with your love and light, and help me be the best person I can today, and be patient and be kind and be loving, because without you, I'm nothing, but with you, I'm everything. I call on the four elements, the earth, air, water, and fire. And then I also say to spirit, guide me so that way I can be the best that I can be to help so many today, because there's so many out there that need it. And it's not only with my job, but it's also in my personal life as well. And thank you for everything you've given me. God and Goddess, please keep blessing me the way that you have. This I ask of thee, as it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be. Just a simple spell in the morning to start my day off right, to give good positive vibes. I envision myself being in that cone of white light that surrounds me and protects me. If it goes with me everywhere I go, whether I'm out in the kitchen making coffee in the morning, or whether I'm working at my desk, or I have to run out, God forbid, to go get supplies of some kind. This whole world is changing quickly, and it's hard to adapt to. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to adjust ourselves. And that's difficult in this time right now. I'm not going to deny it. I have my good days and my bad days. I'm lucky I have a very loving partner that when I'm having a bad day, he's having a good day, and vice versa. We're both empaths, so we absorb quite a bit. We don't watch the news. That helps. We tend to do things that are crafting, or when I'm not working, I'm either writing my book or I'm doing something online that's mindless, like a game of some kind, doing something to keep my mind at ease so that way I don't get absorbed and pulled into all this nonsense. And there's so much that's out there that you don't know what to believe is true. We have been told now that we were supposed to go back to work April 6th, and now we don't go back into the building until further notice. So I know that there's a couple counties that are here in Georgia that are complete lockdown and closed out. One of the things that I have a hard time wrapping my head around is all these people that had such quote-unquote normal lives, and it's just been totally torn out from underneath them, and they're at a, oh my God, what do I do? And there's not enough resources out there. So it's hard to stay positive. But you can also close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths in and out. That's always helpful. Don't do that while you're driving, though. There's also other ways that you can envision. Think of when you were happiest most, whether it was at a birthday party when you were younger, or whether you were on a vacation, whether you got your dream job, something that helps you remind yourself that there is still good and love and light in the world. I was out this past weekend, and I was driving. I had to go to the grocery store, and I had stopped at a red light. And, of course, I've got the windows closed because, you know, it's pollen season here in Georgia, and it's yellow season, I should call it. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm sitting at the red light, and the sweet lady that was next to me, she had a schnauzer of some kind that was in the front seat with her. And I turned and I looked, and she smiled at me, and I smiled back at her. And I looked at the red light again, and I turned and I looked at her again, and she had the dog that was sitting there, and he was waving at me. And it made me well up, because just that kindness, just that simplicity, that's all it takes as human beings to just acknowledge somebody else and to help them be happy too. I mean, being happy is free, but we choose to not be happy. We choose to find all the bad and the negative things. I stopped using social media because of all the bad and negative things. You can't get away from it right now, the COVID-19. Granted, I keep up with it. And I do know that it is something that will pass just like everything else. It will take some time. We will need the scientists to get involved. They will need to go ahead and take care of all this, because it's things that we as humans have the capability to do what we need to do. But if we were able to be capable of taking care of everything and needing to do what we would be able to do, then why is the world healing itself right now with less pollution and less of this and less of that? But there's all this anger and this hurt and this belligerence and this negativity that's out there. And I know it's human nature, but still, it's not needed right now. Take a minute for yourself. Do this for yourself every day. Close your eyes and count to three and say, I'm ready. I'm worthy. I'm going to live. I'm going to get past this. This is not going to last forever. Do this as many times as you need to. Make it your mantra. This is not going to last forever. Things are going to change drastically like they have already, but this is not going to last forever. We have to keep telling ourselves that. Love and light, brothers and sisters. I know that you're out there, and I know that you can hear me. And all of us together, we need to believe that with love and with light, we can get through this and we can get past this. And it's good to have a positive outlook and to keep having a positive outlook. Start using your mind. We started going over the chakras the other day. That was one of my last shows. I forget if it was my last one or the one before that. The one before that. So first one, of course, is purple. That's your crown chakra. And you want to remember that I am connected to the divine source of the universe. I am light. I trust. Next is your third eye chakra, which is about the middle of your forehead. My mind is open to new visions. I expand my awareness through my higher self. And then your throat chakra. That's where your truth comes from. That's where you have to speak from. That's where, when you speak out of your throat chakra, that is your truth. That is, as long as you believe when you're saying whatever it is, especially when you're casting a spell, your intent and how you speak it and how your thought process is and how it's all going to come to light and envisioning how it's going to come to be, that's what we need to do. And your throat chakra, I am aligned with my highest truth. I communicate this with love and honor. My words echo softly within the universe. Remember, everybody, this is one of the things that we have to do. It's so difficult and hard to do right now. There's many different things that are on the website now that you can purchase if need be. That's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. It has on there some full hand protection bundles that are great to have. They're good to hang on any doorway, any opening that you have that enters the house, any place that you have traffic, because what it'll do is it is made specifically for you, and it has a spell that's cast into it to protect you and your loved ones that enter that home. So you're welcome to go and look at the website. There's also merlinsstaff.com, which is another website that Reverend Adam runs. That has a lot of spiritual other things that are on there that you can use for your advantage. So it appears that I've got a couple calls tonight, and I'd like to start off by taking one. First caller, your area code 347-463. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Caller, we can barely hear you. Hold on one moment, caller. Caller, we can barely hear you here. Hello, caller. Area code 347-463. You are live and on air. All right. We'll try and come back to you if we can. Unfortunately, we cannot hear you very well.
Next caller, area code 980-423. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a situation where that I need help with, please.
Okay.
I have a boyfriend who is always accusing me of having a boyfriend and done the freezer spell, but it is not shutting him up.
Okay, you've done a freezer spell. He's not going away, shutting up. Is there a, like, is he a stalker? What are we looking at here?
No, he's a good guy. Like, I've known him for, like, 5 years. Like, he's a boyfriend. Very.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you done any kind of a protection spell on yourself to protect yourself from him?
I've got the protection powder, but I didn't think about using that for myself.
Yeah, she's going to need a little bit of professional work on this. All right, so what we're looking at right now is that you need that protection work, okay? You could get Jay's services, and he could work on the situation with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest with the protection work, Jay?
Well, I think one of the first things that we need to do is we need to assess what the problem is. So, caller, can I get your first name, please?
Sure, it's Benita.
Okay, Benita. Tell me a little bit about the history, how this all came to light. Is it something that happened over time? Is it something that was drastic and quick because of the world events right now? Was it something like overnight?
Well, actually, I met him on a dating site, and the first question I asked him was he married? He said no. And years go by, I happen to be talking to his sister because things start to change. And so I said, why is he, really bugging out? She says, ask him if he's married. So I find out that he's married, even though I did my research up front. Because the girl had a different last name than him, I wasn't able to pick up on it. So I called the lady and I said, I apologize because I didn't believe in, doing that, right? So she started calling my phone all the time, all hours of the night, everything. So I did a black candle inscription to get rid of that. It's slowed down to non-existent. Like I think I've got her gone, like to stop bugging me.
Okay,
but
good.
But he, on the other hand, I think because I know and he knows I know, and let me just say this, he is going through a divorce. Like he's already filed his divorce papers. But he loves me, and I can tell, that he's got like a good heart or whatever. But he just, it's that just that piece that every time he talks to me, where's your boyfriend? Who was that? Blah blah blah. It's that piece of him that really irritates me, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
Benita, it sounds like
It sounds like he is very hurt because of things that he's been going through. However, he has no reason to talk to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's unacceptable as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure that it is with you as well.
Right.
Do you know why he's getting divorced? Like, did she cheat on him?
I don't know. And the thing about it is he left. Like, he said he married her because he was angry at a past girlfriend, like another girlfriend. So to get back at the girlfriend, he married this lady. Well, it didn't work out for him because he said he didn't want to be with that person. So he literally left. He's a truck driver, so he never went back home. And when I tell you, I never knew he was married because he never went back home to California. He never went home back to California. Like, he was always with me. So that's why I have no clue.
Bonita, you don't find any of this odd?
Oh, yeah, I do find it odd.
Okay, because so there's a couple things here, Bonita. How bad do you want to hang on to this relationship? Is this something that you can invest the rest of you into, or are you going to be on the fence, or do you want to bail? Where are you right now?
Honestly, I'd love to bail because I'm tired of it, honestly, and I've
so let me ask
you know
this
I've.
Then. If you bail, mm-hmm. are you afraid for your life?
No. Mm-mm. He's not that kind of person. No, he's really a sweet guy. Yeah.
So, but do you think that it could end up having a bad effect if you do leave?
No. I mean, he's invested a lot into our relationship. But I don't know.
There's a couple things that we can do. You're on the right track with what you're doing with your witchcraft. And it's nice to talk to somebody that has a sense about them and knows what they're doing. So that way we don't have to worry about it backfiring. So there's a couple different things that we can do. There is... a protection spell that I can do for you to put on you to protect you. We can do a binding spell collectively together, you and I. I am very effective with doing binding spells. They do take a little bit of preparation and some supplies. So there's a couple different avenues that we can take. And anything that that's why I said we, you and I collectively together, because we would have to do that collectively together, via like a duo or something to that effect. Which I'm able to do to help you with, or we have to fix the rift and repair what it is that he has going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you guys are at peace and you are settled where you don't have to worry about those remarks anymore.
Right.
So,
yeah, repair the rift.
Yeah. So, and I'm happy either way helping you. What I'd like to do is I would like to take your phone number down because I can see it on my screen. And I'd like to take it down. And I'd like to give you a call after the show so that way we can further discuss. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Give me just a moment. Just that way I have it. When are you available to talk? Because usually after the show, it's usually about 9 o'clock my time. I'm on Eastern. Where are you located?
I'm Eastern too. I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I've got your number. So what I'll do is I will go ahead and I will give you a call. Please keep listening and I'll talk to you after the show and we'll go on to this further. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Bonita. I'll talk with you soon.
Okay.
I'd like to go to a break for a second and or a minute and get some things together here so that way I can get some more thoughts together and we'll be back in just a moment. All right, so the next caller that we have tonight is area code 216-404. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Please give me your first name and go right into your question.
How you doing? This is Desmond.
Hey, Desmond.
I was, how you doing?
Good.
Question is, I know we're changing to a different, you know, it's a slow turn to a different dimension, but I was trying to go to school for, like, in the near future for size therapy. So, but what all is going on, how is this going to affect the future for me in massage therapy?
Right now, Desmond, honestly, it's too uncertain to know where everything is going. However, I am horrified at what's going on. When you do have, well, you do have schooling and things like that. Did you ever think about maybe changing your major from massage therapy to maybe being a physician's assistant or a home health aide or something? I mean, I don't know what's out there and what's open, but I know the medical field is vast, and they're looking for people everywhere, especially like at hospitals. Even if you were like to push a gurney or something like that, become an orderly, I would suggest doing that in the interim until we know what your future holds with your chosen profession. It's a shame that, you know, things are so crazy right now. I have a daughter that lost her job because she was a server in a restaurant, and I have a son-in-law that lost his job because he worked in a restaurant. I mean, it's affecting everybody, but the medical field still seems to be strong. So if you can change gears or, you know, change your sales to do a different wind of change, you know, try that just so that way you can do what you need to do to take care of you, man.
Okay. All right. All right.
You got anything else for me while I have you on the phone today, sir?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of the way things is now, it's kind of hard to ask a question because you're so uncertain.
Yeah, how are you holding up, though? You holding up okay?
Yeah, I'm still working, like, right now. But I was trying to get prepared for the future, but it's just so, before all this hit, but it's so crazy right now. So, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, so.
I don't know. I think that's about it. I mean, how do you see, like the end of the year for me, far as or next year, as far as me moving?
Well, as long as we make progression and we keep, you know, doing what we need to do to stay, you know, healthy and everything like that. I mean, I nothing can last forever, Desmond. So there's good on everybody's future. It's just it's uncertain to see right now what there is because it's all gray. It's I get this, psychics get this, light workers get this, people that run tarot. I have friends that do tarot that we can't get a good, strong reading on anything. It's all too vague right now. It's everything is up in the air, man.
May I say something?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the thing is that I live in the spiritual world, and I live with Jay on that side of things. And as a gatekeeper, as someone that has a vast amount of people that I look out for, it's been so uncertain, like you're saying, Jay, and it's just hard to come across and tell our callers and tell people, look, you know, right now these answers cannot be provided because the spirit world is trying to help this world heal. And at this point, the spiritual world, the manifestation world is still operational, but its main focus on helping this world heal. So all of our lives right now are on pause. Everything we're going through is on pause. Doesn't mean we won't succeed. Doesn't mean we can't grow. But we are on pause until this world heals and goes through this transformation state that we're in with the CV. Once that's over with and we get immune to this, we are going to be able to bounce back. But at what cost?
Right.
And remember, right. That one of the best sayings that anybody ever has said is that, remember, Even the caterpillar turns into the butterfly. So there's always hope. Hope doesn't expire. So as long as we have hope, we can beat this, and we're going to beat this. And you're going to have a future ahead of you, but right now I can't give you anything concrete.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's just, I believe it's just a transformation going on, and, it's what we have to go through, so I understand. So, all right, well, thank you for the reading, I appreciate it.
Stay healthy, my friend.
All right, you too.
Be well. All right.
Have
a good night.
So we're going to try to go back one more time to 347-463. Oh, caller, you're on
the phone. Hi. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if I missed you before. Thank you so much for coming back to me.
Sure.
No problem.
This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. And I just wanted to see what you guys see coming up for me as far as my current job, like, if I'm going to leave or stay. And also, someone I care about, he reaches out to me. And, you know, I'm very scared at this time, like I'm sure a lot of people are. And I feel like I could really use him, you know, right now. And I don't know if he's reaching out to me because he doesn't care, or does he care more than just friends, you know? We were involved.
Right.
So, like, I'm just nervous about a lot right now, and I'm just wanted to hear some insight from you guys for those situations.
What's your first name, hon?
Tanika.
Tanika. Tanika, let's start with this. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Let it out. Okay. So you should be grounded now. So let's take and dissect this. Let's sit there and work through this together. So you have a budding relationship, and you want it to go further than it is, but you don't know how he feels, correct?
Yeah, we were involved, and we worked at the same job, but I left the job that we worked at. I don't work too far from that job. He texts me sometimes, still from that job and everything. And, you know, sometimes he tries to initiate, like, seeing each other still, but I want more than just like a physical relationship, and he knows how I am, but he still reaches out. So it's like sometimes it's not always trying to initiate a meetup. So that's why I ask about, you know, how he feels, because I think about him a lot.
Right. Well,
I know his name and birthday.
So you used to work together. You don't work together anymore. Now he's a couple doors down. How often do you guys get together, like just go out and have coffee or to talk? Do you ever do that, or is it just to get together to be physical with each other, for lack of our term?
When we were seeing each other, when I was working at the job, it was mainly just to, like, hook up and fool around. And I mean, we did have fun, but, like, of course, like, it meant more to me. I don't know if it meant – I think it meant more to him, too, but as – since I left the job, like, we haven't seen each other. I left the job, like, end of November. Now it's just mainly through text. He's mysterious.
Well, unfortunately, right now, that's all you guys can do anyways, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys are completely locked down there in New York, are you not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Social distancing and all of that, yes.
It's supposed to be down here in Atlanta, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, supposed to be. It's just, it's a nightmare. This whole thing is just a big friggin' nightmare.
Yeah, so I feel the same way.
You guys are worse off than what we are, though. They still have, did they have LaGuardia and JFK open, or are they closed?
I don't think that they're closed. I haven't heard that they're closed, but I might have just not heard it yet, because I work each day, and he works each day, I think. So I haven't heard that, but it might be. I don't think so yet, though.
I don't think so either, because the one here in Atlanta, two of the terminals are closed, but one of them is still open. And I'm like, how are we going to contain this if we don't contain it? Like, they should like ground everything, close everything for 2 weeks and just be like, look, stay home, everybody, except for medical personnel.
Too, because there's no rhyme or reason. We don't even know how to avoid getting it. It seems like random people just are getting it. Like, my town is the highest in my county that has the cases, and I'm like, how did that even happen? You know, it's just it's very scary.
Yeah, it's a whole other world that we live in. And it's terrifying, really, when you think about it, because I have asthma, so I have to be very careful when I go out. I have to wear a mask and everything like that. And, you know, there's so much that's going on right now that it's well, do we wear masks? Do we not wear masks? Do we, you know, take off our clothes when we get home? Do we throw them in the washing machine? I mean, what are we doing to combat this? Because they don't have anything that's concrete. And that's what the hardest part is for everybody right now, is that there's nothing that's concrete and solid. We live here in Atlanta where the CDC is, and they're always publicizing things. And John Hopkins University up in Boston is publishing things. So, but they're really still have not, they don't have a handle on this yet. And I was supposed to go back to work next Monday, and it said, they said, no, you're going to work from home until we tell you to come back. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, I have no social life anymore unless I talk to people over the phone, or I have my podcast like this one and you're on here with me.
Helping somebody keep sanity. Same thing with my job. I work in a medical office. I wear a mask every day. When are they going to close it down? It's getting more and more scary that we have to keep coming there. It's like you feel like it's just any time now you're just going to get it, because we work in a medical office and we wear the mask and we have to sign out for the mask. And it's a mask that's supposed to be disposable. We're supposed to wear it every day. I mean, I put mine in a washing machine every day. My sister works in the VA. She snuck two more for me because she's like, you're not supposed to be washing them. And then at her job now, they're trying to force her to go on the COVID unit, and she doesn't want to go. And I'm worried about my mom too, who's older, who goes to work every day, who doesn't really understand. It's like, I don't want my mom or my sister to go to work anymore, especially my sister. It's just craziness.
I have a niece that works in the grocery store, and I fear for her every day. I'm like, gotta surround her in white light, gotta keep her safe, you know. And, and mom and my sister and my brother-in-law, they all live in the same house. And mom's older, too. She's in her 70s. You know, she gets her message saying, like, Ma, how you doing? And she goes, honey, I'm going stir crazy. I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, I can't go to Walgreens. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't go to Walgreens? And she's like, well, I'm not going to get all packed up to go.
And I was like, Ma, you're not supposed to be doing that. And my sister said the same thing. She's like, you don't know if you're supposed to wash your hair, wash your clothes when you get home. She's like, that's what I'm just going to have to do. And I don't want them to force me to go on the COVID unit, but I have no choice, because she's trying to pay down on the house to move to Florida, and it's all tied up with her job. But she's like, she's just going to have to come and wash her stuff every day. But I'm like, and she said that her job, they're letting people work who have it. If they, as long as they don't have a fever, they're not sending them home. They just let them work and wear a mask. I'm like, but if it's a respiratory thing, they're going to spread it to other people, because it's, there's nurses and doctors that are getting sick. So obviously, I'm sure they're going and protected when they deal with these patients, and yet they're still getting sick. So it's like, what is to stop anyone from getting it, even though you're even going and protected?
Right. And there's, it's not discriminating. It's not picking a color, a size, a shape, a gender. It's not picking anything. It's random. And it's like, you know, I'm one to be outdoors. I love the outdoors, even though I do have asthma. But it's like, you know, I'll be in my yard, and as long as I see my neighbors across the street, I'm like, hi, how you doing? Stay over there, please. You know, and it's rude, but it's for my own health.
Yeah, of course. You're vulnerable. Like, you really, because it's a respiratory thing. So you really should stay.
For me not to be active and not do things, I'm just like, you're kidding me.
I know. And I don't like winter. I love summer.
Psychological, biological, chemical warfare.
Yeah. And that's what we're a firm believer in, because they've known about this, Nika, since November of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've known that this virus has been out. And they wait until March. So they let it do what it needs to do for 4 months and let it mutate so that way you can't get a handle on it. We're never going to find patient zero.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then people are going to want to get more social as the weather gets warmer. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for going to the beach or going, you know, it's like I had to go out yesterday and I went by a gym and there was people at the damn gym and I'm like, you people are just stupid.
I know. People in my town driving with the windows open and just hanging out at the box and the day workers. And I mean.
People going to church and service on Sunday. You know, there's 30, 50, 100 people together all in one spot and you're going to jeopardize your life and 100 other people by going in there. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just crazy.
We're all going to get through this. I know that for a fact. It's just it's going to take some time because we can't get a handle on it. So that way we can go ahead and we can get rid of it. And we were talking earlier today, Reverend Adam and I, and I said to him, I go, they're going to find a cure. And he said, you're right, they are. And I said, and you know what it's going to be? It's going to be so friggin' expensive. No, he's going to be able to get it even with their own health insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. I keep thinking at the back of my mind. When they finally make a vaccine for it, I don't know how they're going to handle the need for it. Going to be, like, so expensive probably.
Right. And then the FDA is going to get involved, and then they're going to have to approve it. And we all know when the FDA gets involved, we're looking at 3 to 5 years before they even get a patent for the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yep.
You know, it's like the medical profession came out years ago and said that you cannot cure a virus.
It has to run its course.
So I'm curious to see, when they do come out with a serum or some kind of combative for this, what are they going to call it this time?
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know, so all we can do, Mika, is we can protect ourselves. We can, you know, make sure that we sage ourselves. I don't know if you sage yourself at all, but it's one of the things that we can use as an antimicrobial is to burn sage and then to wave it over us and around us, mm-hmm. to surround us. And what it does is it kills 97.5% of microorganisms. So, you know, it's something, it's easy to do. It's very affordable. I don't know if you can get sage where you are or anything like that, but it's probably a spiritual shop of any kind should probably have some. If you live like in the city, maybe one of the bodegas would have one. Order it online, get it delivered to the house. You know, there's also, you're doing everything that you can too, and I commend you that you're taking care of your mom, and, you know, you're making sure that you're not going to bring it home to her, and, you know, your sister's in that position where she has to worry about that too, and, you know, you guys are amazing because, you know, your mom is the top priority, and that's the way it should be because it's targeting more of the older generation than it is younger people.
Right.
But there still are younger people, though, that are getting it, and unfortunately, they're crossing over, too.
I'm frightened to death. I'm frightened to death for my mom, my father, who's in Georgia, my sister, who works in VA. I just don't even want them to go anywhere anymore, my mother especially.
Right. And I'm sure you have friends and colleagues, and, you know, the list goes on and on. You'd like to see them when we can all go back to work again. I mean, I miss my office. I'll be the first one to admit it. Yeah, it drove me up the wall to be there and made me nuts. But you know something? At least I got out of the house because I love my home. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like finding all this little shit around the house to do now because I was never home to do it. And I'm like, well, I don't have a call. So let me see. What can I fix in the house? You know, and me with tools in the house is usually not really a good idea. But I mean, I'm getting all the little things taken care of, like that honey-do list, as it were. So it's like I'm occupying my time. I'm doing more. I picked up a paintbrush again. I've got some nice drawing pencils to start sketching again. And this all goes back to what we started off with positive in the, you know, at the beginning of the show. And it's one thing that I encourage everybody, including you, is to find something that brings you peace and joy. And relish in that at least 5 minutes a day to remind yourself, you know, even if it's a face-to-face call with your mom or, you know, I don't know, making your favorite tea in the morning or making your coffee perfect in the morning or that English muffin that's toasted just right. You know, there's so many little things that are out there that help us through a stressful point in our lives like this, and I want to encourage you to do that. But you sound like you're keeping your head together. You're doing everything that you can to keep up with everything, and, you know, it's great to hear that there's somebody out there that's so concerned about others other than themselves, mm-hmm. for lack of better terms.
Oh, yeah.
Because we forget all the time that, you know, oh, well, what about me? Well, what about everybody else? You know, I tell people all the time, like, you know something? Don't be selfish. Pray for somebody you don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Something simple like that.
Definitely. I miss all the people at the job, the guy that I just told you about that I care about still. I miss him, and I miss all the friends I had at the job that I worked at with him. I hope that they don't get sick, because it was like a lot of older women. There's more camaraderie at that job than this new job that I'm at. Like, much more camaraderie. Even though this is a big company I'm working at, I miss that job where he was and where all these people, my old coworkers were. I mean, it wasn't the best. It was very, like, old school, but I hope that a lot of the women there are okay. You know, there's a lot of older women there and older doctors, and I miss all of them, and I hope he's okay. You know, like, I care about him in, like, more than a friend kind of way, because we were involved. Like, I just don't want anything to happen to the people that I care about or that are friends and family feeling to me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, like I said, I commend you because of everything that you're going through and everything that you're taking care of. You're taking care of business. You're taking care of you, mind, body, and spirit. That's always a good thing, because a lot of us forget to do that. That, you know, we get so involved with everything else that we forget to take care of ourselves. And you can't pour from an empty cup. And I'm going to leave you with that, Mika, because, you know, you're doing all these wonderful things to help out so many. And I don't hear you saying, well, you know, I'm doing this to take for self-care. You know, and I want to promote that to you. And I want to make sure that, you know, you remember that when you are very concerned with everybody and everything, that you're also concerned with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that things will start working out for your... What the heck? Things will start working out with this guy that you're interested in. It's just we've got to get past a point of where we're at right now. So once things start to open up, the whole world is going to change dramatically. And he's going to get up the amount the same way that you will. And I think that you guys, if he raises his vibration, I think that you guys will be able to meet again. But until he does, I don't think that that's going to be an option. And what I mean by that is that we all go on a different vibration and level. And if he raises his vibration, then he'll meet you. And what I would suggest with this is let him come to you. Don't pursue this any further. See where it all plays out. If he just gives you a quick message and says, hi, how you doing? Instead of answering him right away, wait a half an hour, 2 hours. Put the mystery back in and see if he's actually going to pursue this further, and if he's going to make the leap that you need him to make. Okay?
Yeah. Reverend, do you like this guy? I always talk to Reverend Adam about this guy on and off.
Oh, absolutely.
I understand, sweetie. You know, what I'm feeling here is that this individual has a lot of potential, okay? And he can get his act together. But right now, the energy of this world has, you know, the energy of this tragedy has everything in an uproar. And as I stated earlier, even the spirit world is rambling right now to try and get this under better control. So is the guy a bad guy? No. Can he raise his vibration and match that frequency? Most certainly. Time will tell, but I have a good feeling about this one.
Really, you think that me and him will turn into something like relationship?
You know, like I said, I have a good feeling about it. So just go with your gut right now and trust in the universe, knowing that it's going to provide whatever it is that you need.
Okay.
All right, well,
I also had a dream. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I wish the best of luck for you, Mika. You're very welcome. You have a good night.
Thanks, you too. Be safe.
You too, be well. All right, so we don't have any more callers in the queue. It was nice tonight because the show actually had some substance to it, and it was a good segment in the beginning, and then we had some great calls tonight. Thank you, Reverend Adam, for joining us tonight. It was always a pleasure to get your insight and to have you here with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
So don't forget to go to wiccantreeoflife.com, wiccantreeoflife.com, and sign up for the newsletter, as well as the mailing list, and don't forget to look over our products and our services. You're welcome to go ahead, and also want to say special thanks to Psychic Talk Radio and Merlin Staff, MerlinStaff.com. You can go there for your spiritual needs as well. Don't forget, we are listed on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You're welcome to call and speak with me directly, 678-791-8913. We can set up a session. We can do a tarot reading. We can do cast spells together. We can do whatever you need to. I'm always readily available to help you out with anything that you have spiritually, as well as anything to deal with the Wiccan religion. I am very, very happy and proud that I have been casting and doing work for over 30 years. I am very well educated in the white magic arts. I tend to do a lot to save and to heal. I am a natural healer as well. So I can do virtual healing. There's other things that we can do to help out. Don't forget, next Wednesday, we'll be back on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I just want to go ahead and remind everybody that if you want to call in to the show, it's area code 323-642-1694. Again, don't forget to go to wiccantreeoflife.com to grab anything that you need. It was great being part of a wonderful community tonight, and I think that if we all band together, we can help heal the world and the earth and get it back on track again. To all my white lighters that are out there listening tonight, you know, thank you for tuning in and being part of such a great community, and love and light to everybody. Reverend Adam, do you have anything additional you'd like to add?
Yeah, I actually want to do a challenge, and we might post this to Facebook too. But the challenge, everyone out there, is if you do go into nature or you have a chance to go somewhere, plant a seed for a tree or some kind of plant. Help to rekindle this earth and purify the air. Remember, trees and plants and different types of foliage, they really help to purify the air and to help bring more oxygen back to the world. And we breathe the oxygen as these plants, they absorb the carbon dioxide that we breathe out. And in turn, they give us oxygen. So a challenge for anyone out there is if you have a yard, plant a tree in the yard. You know, if you can make it somewhere without really putting yourself at risk, plant something. You know, if you've got pots at home and you've got some soil, go ahead and plant something in the house. You know, put it by a window where it can get some light. Do a little research. It'll make you happy, you know. Hey, what kind of seed is this? What kind of way do I take care of this plant that I'm planting in my house? There's many different ways to go about this, but the challenge is to be more respectful and to contribute back to our environment, Mother Earth.
And I want to make a special thank you and thanks to all the people that are on the front line, grocery store workers, people that are in the pharmacies, the people that are on first watch, our first responders, the people that are in the medical field, the truck drivers. Thank you. Anybody who is making our lives manageable through this hard and tough time right now for all of us, it's my brothers and sisters that are out there that are white lighters that do healing, do what we can, you know. Anybody that's out there that's a horticulturist or anybody that's out there that can do any kind of, you know, mm-hmm. plants or healing or crossbreeds, or find something like the movie Medicine Man that Sean Connery was in. There's a cure for this someplace. We have to get the scientists to go ahead and do what they need to do to help out the world's population. Too many people have crossed over, and there's many more that are going to cross over too. And the world is not ready for that. We don't need that to happen.
No.
We are here on this planet to be on this planet, and we will survive.
Mm-hmm.
We will make it past this point. This will pass. We will be victorious once again. The world will be a different world. It will be a better world. People will have to slow down. People will have to actually be concerned for one another. People will actually have to start leaving the technology behind, because all it's doing is it's just ruined the world. And if everything was so smart with technology, then why can't Google give us some sort of antidote,
right,
or some sort of direction on what we need to do? Google, everybody relies on Google. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? Now it's time for brains to kick in and to leave the technology behind. And I don't want to hear nothing about no artificial intelligence either, because we ain't playing that crap.
Let's get back to book smart.
So it was a pleasure to do the show tonight. I want to do one last spell before we go tonight, as well as a mantra, a chant, whatever you want to call it. God and Goddess, surround us in white light. Keep us happy, keep us safe, especially keep us healthy. This I ask of thee, all my brothers and sisters, everyone who listens to this. May they all be protected. May the protection go out to everyone that they love. And who they love, and who they love, and who they love, and who they love. Make the chain, God and Goddess. Heal the world again. Bring Mother Earth back to where she used to be forgiving and loving and kind. Help Father God to go ahead and to make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to go. This I ask of thee, God and Goddess. This I ask of thee. As written above, made written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be. And please, dear God and Goddess, give them the wisdom, us as humans, to not do the same damage to Mother Earth we have in the past.
Don't forget to wash your hands, kids. All right. Love and light. See you next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.